on a hunting trip, and he's got all his men and da 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 with him, and he's doing around and he's going hunting, looking for foxes or whatever. And he comes along and sees something rustling in the brush, and he goes and he thinks it's a fox, but it's not. He discovers it, pull that creature out, and what it is? It's an orphaned boy, dirty and abandoned, and you know, hungry, and you know, and rags, and all of a sudden he does what? He has compassion on this orphan. And he brings him in, and he takes him to be his own. He adopts him as his own son. He cleans him up, and you know, assigns all the people to help him, take care of him, and all these things, and he becomes a prince in the kingdom. He said that is a picture of this whole cleansing idea of the transformation of this dirty orphan child into a prince of the kingdom. I say, wow, that's a great illustration. And that's sort of the work of the Holy Spirit. But I have a more modern illustration. I like this one even better. Princess Diary. Princess Diary. Anne Hathaway is this American teenager named Maya Thermopolis, right? Like Thermo City. I don't know, Thermopolis. And she is, you know, this kind of, you know, average teenage girl whose life doesn't work very well. She's all, you know, clumsy, and got boys don't notice her, and da 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 da. She has not a great life. Then all of a sudden, you know, this guy shows up, Felix. Felix shows up and says, "Maya, did you know that you are the heir, the only heir of the kingdom of Genovia?" I was like, what? What is a Genovia? You know, it's a fictitious kingdom and somewhere in Europe. And probably like Luxembourg. Is that real? I don't know. Anyway, and so he whisks her off, and she, you know, da-da-da-da, she figures it out, and he puts her in the limousine, private jet, and, you know, a few hours later, she's in this beautiful, you know, kingdom of Genovia, and she's learning. She's this little, you know, ungraceful, you know, so self-centered, teenage girl, and Felix's job is to teach her, right? To clean her up, to, you know, help her, and, you know, teach her how to walk, how to talk, how to think, you know, how all the policies of the new kingdom go, blah, 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 so that she can emerge as this beautiful princess and receive the kingdom from, you know, from Julie Andrews, Queen Mother. It's a great story. And the Holy Spirit is who? It's Felix, the royal butler. The butler did it. For those of us who are Super Bowl fans, the butler did it. The Holy Spirit is like the royal butler in helping, equipping, guiding, being with, so that we would become more and more and more like that royal prince, princess, worthy to walk the halls of the kingdom. Does that make sense? The role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so when we are, you know, down and dirty and, you know, all messed up, don't know where to go, what to do, what do? We ask the Holy Spirit. When we feel alone and confused, and, you know, what do? We ask the Holy Spirit, who comes alongside as the paraclete, right? What do? Because the Holy Spirit reminds us that our jobs are not just focused on ourselves. That He wants us to become, by God's grace, the power of the Spirit, royalty. Finally, the sacrifice of the sprinkling. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What is the job, quote unquote, the job description of God the Son? If God the Father predestines and foreknows and selects us that way, if God the Holy Spirit is the one who comes alongside enabling us to become more and more like Jesus, what is Jesus' job? When I first looked at this passage, I said, oh, well, it just has to do with the fact that it says that Jesus, and then later it says, for obedience. So, chosen for obedience to Jesus Christ and for the sprinkling of His blood. So obedience to Jesus Christ. So I said, And then, you know, one passage later, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so clearly, I think, part of the answer is in the title of Jesus. Jesus is Jesus of Nazareth, right? That's his proper name, if you want to think about that, right? Jesus of Nazareth. That's his given name by his mom, Jesus, or the angel. Yeah, anyway.